Gopijana Vallabha Gopijana Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Gopijana Yasoda danda danda jana danda na. Yasoda danda danda jana danda na. Yamunatira vanatyagi. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Gopijana Vallabha Gopijana Vallabha Gopijana Vallabha Gopijana Vallabha Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tiravana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pravjakacharya Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Svayam Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Gantaraja Ki Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So today we are starting a new chapter in Canto 8. It's chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. So we normally read the introduction, I believe. I suppose we do. Yes, good. Okay. So here's the introduction. This to the chapter. This chapter describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead's incarnation as a fish. And it also describes the saving of Maharaj Satyavrata from an inundation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself by swamsa, his personal expansions, and vibhinamsa, his expansions as the living entities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, paritranaya sadanam vinashyacha duskritam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears on this planet for the protection of the sadhus or devotees and for the destruction of the miscreants or non-devotees. He especially descends to give protection to the cows, the Brahmins, the demigods, the devotees and the Vedic system of religion. Thus he appears in various forms, sometimes as a fish, sometimes as a boar, sometimes Narsingadev, sometimes Vamanadev, and so on. But in any form or incarnation, although he comes within the atmosphere of the material modes of nature, he is unaffected. This is the sign of his supreme controlling power. Although he comes within the material atmosphere, Maya cannot touch him. Therefore, no material qualities can be attributed to him in any degree. Once at the end of the previous kalpa, a demon named Hayagriva wanted to take the Vedic knowledge away from Lord Brahma at the time of annihilation. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead took the incarnation of a fish at the beginning of the period of Swayambhuva Manu and saved the Vedas. During the reign of Chakshush Manu, there was a king named Satyavrata, who was a great pious ruler. To save him, the Lord appeared as a fish incarnation for a second time. King Satyavrata later became the son of the sun god and was known as Shraddha Dev. He was established as Manu by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To receive the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Satyavrata engaged in the austerity of subsisting only by drinking water. Once, while performing this austerity on the bank of the Kritamala River and offering oblations of water with palms of his hand, he found a small fish. The fish appealed to the king for protection, asking the king to keep him in a safe place. Although the king did not know that the small fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, as a king, he gave shelter to the fish and kept him in a water jug. The fish, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wanted to show his potency to King Satyavrata, and thus he immediately expanded his body in such a way that he could no longer be kept in a jug of water. The king then put the fish in a big well, but the well was also too small. Then the king put the fish in a lake, but the lake was also unsuitable. Finally, the king put the fish in the sea, but even the sea could not accommodate him. Thus, the king understood that the fish was no one else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he requested the Lord to describe his incarnation as a fish. The Personality of Godhead, being pleased with the king, informed him that within a week there would be an inundation throughout the universe and that the fish incarnation would protect the king along with the rishis, the herbs, the seeds and other living entities in a boat, which would also be attached to the fish's horns. After saying this, the Lord disappeared. King Satyavrata offered respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord and continued to meditate upon him. In due course of time, annihilation took place and the king saw a boat coming near. After getting on board with learned brahmanas and saintly people, persons, he offered prayers to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and thus he taught Maharaj Satyavrata and the saintly persons about Vedic knowledge from the core of the heart. King Satyavrata took his next birth as Vaivasvata Manu, who is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Vivashvan Manave Praha. The sun god spoke the science of Bhagavad Gita to his son Manu. Because of being the son of Vivashvan, this Manu is known as Vaivasvata Manu. So, We are doing three texts today, so I'll just read text one. Shri Raja Uvacha Bhagavan Krotamichami Hare Adbhuta Hamana Avatara. Need my glasses, sorry. Come undone when it comes to Sanskrit. Bhagavan Shrotamichami Hare Adbhuta Karmana Avatara Katam Adyam Maya Matsya Vidambanam. Translation: Maharaj Parikit said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari is eternally situated in his transcendental position, yet he descends to this material world and manifests himself in various incarnations. His first incarnation was that of a great fish. O most powerful Sukadeva Goswami, I wish to hear from you the pastimes of that fish incarnation. It's a purport. Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-powerful, yet he accepted the form of an uncommon fish. This is one of the 10 original incarnations of the Lord. So now we just have the text 2 on the board, so we will chant that. Was it text 3? Sorry, it's text 3. I'll just chant text 2. It's complicated. Yadartama tadarupam acham loka jugupsitam tama prakriti durmasam Karmo Grasta Iveshvara. So text 3, please repeat after me. Etam. No. Bhagavan. Sarvam. Yathavad. Vaktum. Arhasi. Uttama Shloka. Charitam. Sarva. Loka. Sukavaham Etando Bhagavan Sarvam Yatavad Bhaktamahasi Uttama Shloka Charitam Sarva Loka Sukavaham Etano Bhagavan Sarvam Yata Bhaktumahasi Uttama Shloka Charitam Sarva Loka Sakavaham. Maharaji, Yadartham. For what purpose? Adhad. Accepted. Rupam. Form. Matsyam. Of a fish. Logajukupsitam. Which is certainly not very favorable in this world. Tama. In the mode of ignorance. Prakriti, such behavior. Durmarsam, which is certainly very painful and condemned. Karma grashta, one who is under the laws of karma. Eva, light. Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Etat, all these facts. Na, unto us. Bhagavan, O most powerful sage. Sarvam, everything. Yashavat, properly. Vyaktamahasi, kindly describe. Uttamashloka Charitam, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.